This is Fresh Air. Actor Jeff Bridges has had a rough couple of years, battling lymphoma, from which he's currently in remission, and contracting COVID-19. But during that same prolonged period, he filmed a new 7-episode miniseries called The Old Man, which premieres tomorrow on FX and begins streaming on Hulu on Friday. Bridges, 72, plays a former CIA operative who resurfaces after decades off the grid. The Old Man co-stars John Lithgow and Amy Brenneman. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
Jeff Bridges began his acting career on television in the 1950s as a young boy playing occasional guest roles on Sea Hunt, the series starring his dad, Lloyd Bridges. But once he came into his own in the 70s, the younger Bridges set out on a long and stellar film career. He's logged triumphant roles in virtually every decade since, from The Last Picture Show and The Fabulous Baker Boys to The Big Lebowski and the Coen Brothers remake of True Grit. His most recent film, Bad Times at the El Royale, was 4 years ago. But now, after some health issues and a production schedule delayed by the pandemic, Jeff Bridges marks his return in a strong role in yet another new decade. And this time, it's on television, where he began, as the star of a new FX miniseries called The Old Man. Based on the novel by Thomas Perry, The Old Man is adapted for television by Jonathan E. Steinberg and Robert Levine. The first 2 episodes are directed by John Watts, director of Spider-Man No Way Home. I've seen the first 4 of 7, and they've really pulled me in. The mood and feel of The Old Man is like a more modern Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Everyone has very complicated relationships with each other, few people can be trusted completely, and almost no one is who they appear to be. The drama starts out at a deliberately slow pace. Jeff Bridges plays Dan Chase, a widower living in a remote patch of New England with 2 dogs. Early on, while he's exercising his dogs outside and heading back into the kitchen for breakfast, he gets a concerned phone call from his daughter, Emily.
You don't sound like yourself. You're preoccupied when we're talking. You're not sleeping. I'm just asking you, what's the difference now?
I don't know. Something, you know, just off.
Listen, if this is about what I think it's about, then I understand why it frightens you, but I think you're fine. Unless there's something you're not telling me. Is there something you're not telling me?
Oh, sorry. No, of course not. I gotta run, sweetie. I'll call you when I can.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Love you.
It seems like an ordinary father-daughter moment, but nothing about this drama or its characters is anything close to ordinary. The man using the name of Dan Chase used to be a CIA operative decades ago and has since gone into hiding. He senses that he may finally have been found, and he's right. And after a brutal confrontation, he hits the road with his dogs and calls his daughter.
Hello?
Hey, kid, it's me. Sorry to be calling you at this hour. They found me.
What?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. The dogs are fine. Better they found me at the house. I can't go back.
Are you sure it was them?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just because after all this time, you know, it seems pretty unlikely.
Emily, I'm sure. I've been feeling it for a few weeks now. I thought maybe it was my imagination, my head making a ghost to remind me I'm getting lazy, but I still have things to worry about. But no, this is not a drill. This is happening.
Once Dan is on the run, the old man gets more and more intricate. John Lithgow plays Harold Harper, an FBI agent called in to help track this flushed-out former spy because of their shared past. Aaliyah Shawkat, from Arrested Development and Search Party, plays Harold's very capable protege. And Amy Brenneman, from NYPD Blue and Judging Amy, plays Zoe, a divorced mother. She becomes involved in the intrigue when she rents a room to the character played by Jeff Bridges. By episode 2, she asks him to take her to a restaurant. And to avoid suspicion, he does. and even engages in some uncharacteristically truthful conversation.
How long has it been for you, you know, since your last first date?
George Bush, thereabouts.
Oh, well, which one?
Read my lips.
Oh, that's that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm just now realizing just how long. How about you?
Oh, a bit longer than that.
This miniseries builds slowly but grippingly. The action sequences are intense and sloppy, less like stylized choreography than anything goes hand-to-hand combat. But most of The Old Man is slower and quieter. Bridges even conducts a conversation while cooking eggs in real time, like Stanley Tucci in The Big Night. Both Shawkat and Brenneman give performances that erupt and shift at surprising times with great effectiveness. And Lithgow, opposite Bridges, is as mercurial and mysterious here as he was playing the Trinity Killer opposite Michael C. Hall on Dexter, and maybe just as dangerous. Since I've only seen half of this miniseries, I don't know how dangerous he is, or anyone else. I do know that as in Homeland, perspectives and sympathies keep shifting. I'm hooked, and I worry about these characters, but I'm not quite sure whom to trust or even whom to root for. Except for those two dogs. I really like The Old Man, but I love those dogs.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. He reviewed The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges. The series premieres tomorrow on FX.